Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, 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 hi. Welcome to the Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Wardner, and I'm pumped. Why? Because I completed the first of my 26 habits with not a single misdemeanor. I quit shop-bought coffee on account of the expense and the effect on the environment of those actually not very recyclable at all coffee cups in an attempt to break the habit of my daily trips to the coffee shop. And by Jove, I only went and did it. And you know what? The idea of resuming a daily trip and incurring around £30 to £40 of cost each week seems utterly ridiculous to me now. So, here we are. Here's another update. I'm about to tell you what my second of my 26 habits is going to be. But I just thought I'd let you know that because I successfully broke a habit, I've decided that I'm now going to alternate between breaking and making. Do you see what I did there? So in this episode, I'm going to tell you about my second 26 habits. But before I do, I just want to mention a couple of discoveries that I'm going to be using moving forward to help me maintain my not going to the coffee shop. The first is Keep Cup. I have mentioned this before, but it's the reusable cup that was recommended to me by numerous messages from listeners. So thank you very much to everybody who wrote in, DM'd me and got in touch about that and said what a great investment it is. I've looked into it, I love the range of colours, I love how sturdy it is, I love the variety of sizes, and I'm going to be getting one and I'm going to carry it with me whenever I go out so that if I do go into a coffee shop, it will only be if I use my own reusable mug. Now this actually led on to another question. This was another thing that came up in messages and comments on Instagram and the like. Carrying around a reusable coffee cup is something that presented somewhat of an issue to some listeners. And I was with a friend last week, I was in the middle of no shop-bought coffee, my first of 26 habits. And I was like, oh, wouldn't it be great if there was a collapsible coffee cup so you could like unpop it, have your drink and then just smash it together and reuse it. And she was like, there is, dude, and they sell them in Harvey Nichols. So I investigated further and this does indeed exist. It's the Stojo or Stojo, S-T-O-J-O. And it collapses into a far more handbag-friendly sized cup. And from what I can gather, holds around the same liquid as a regular or a tall from Starbucks. So, you know, a decent sized drink, enough to get you going in the morning if that's what you like on a regular basis. I've put the pictures and the links in the full show notes on emmaguns.com and also hyperlinks in the show notes on iTunes. So I hope that if you too, and I know a lot of you have been, if you have been doing no shop-bought coffee and you're looking for alternatives to that expense every day and you want to look for a usable cup, I hope that those links are helpful. Before we get into the second 26 habits, there's been so much chat in the Emma Gunn Show forum page on Facebook with people sharing their own 26 habits. And I am so pleased to see so many people have got a buzz from having already ticked one off the list. This really is about giving yourself a series of wins, people. Let's have at it. If you want to join the conversation over on Facebook, simply click the link in the show notes. It's a closed group and I approve all members personally and I try to get round to approving those requests as promptly as possible. But we're having so much fun over there, so please do come and say hi. Now, on to my second 26 habits. So I know drink more water is a very common resolution. Let's face it, it's something that we all know that we should do. Supermodels say that it's how they are and stay beautiful. Scientists say that it's something that we should do. And we all know as a fundamental that drinking water is good for us. But if you listen to my podcast with Dr. Mira, just scroll through the iTunes feed and you'll find it about 20 episodes ago. He's a much bigger fan of eating your water. So think green vegetables, fruits, cucumbers. But if we're just talking about drinking, there are many benefits. So let me just break a couple of them down. We as humans are around 60 to 70% water, and drinking enough can, well, obviously if we're 60 to 70% water, water's a good thing for us. If you drink enough, it can help regulate your body temperature, help transport nutrients around the body, and also help with digestion. When we sweat in the gym, our muscles lose water, and a dehydrated muscle can become tired more easily. Now, that's quite interesting when it comes to the gym, but just in general life, if you ever got home and just felt absolutely like floppy, got on the sofa and thought, I don't even have the energy to get up and go and cook dinner. I don't have the energy to do my ironing for the morning. I don't have the energy to, if you just have that feeling, that could be because you're dehydrated, because your muscles are tired, because you've been at it all day, you get back and then you've just got nothing to give, have a glass of water. It can flush out toxins, which could mean clearer skin, and it helps the kidneys filter out waste. So tiredness, one of the main symptoms of dehydration, I should say, is tiredness. So instead of coffee, and this is me saying this, a glass of water might actually be better for boosting energy levels. So there's lots and lots and lots of reasons. Health, wellness, beauty, whatever it might be, there are lots of reasons to drink more water. But just saying, I want to drink more water is something that there's no measure on it, is there? So if you listen to the podcast with life coach Sarah Wilson Ward, you'll know that making a flabby goal, as I like to call it, is a goal that you might not reach. So for me to be able to do this, I have put a structure on it. So the first thing I do in the morning is have a coffee. And if I'm going to the gym, I'll have a black coffee as I get ready, and then I'll shoot an espresso moments before I leave the house. The idea being that it'll be like a shot of nitrous, like in Fast and Furious, and I'll kill it on the treadmill.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
This means that not only am I doing fasted cardio, I have also probably haven't had any water for about 12 hours. So I'm running on no food and no water, just coffee. So the structure is to drink 600 milliliters of water as soon as I wake up. And it's 600 mil because I have an Ionate water bottle that holds that much. So if I keep that by my bed, grab it as soon as I wake up in the morning and down it, then I'm good. The second part of the structure is, have you heard of something called latchkey incontinence? Because this kind of relates to my next installment. So when I open my front door in the evening, two things happen. The first is latchkey incontinence, where I immediately need the loo. I think my brain just says, loo within safe walking distance, please evacuate. And then after I've done that, I immediately just sort of go to the fridge and stand there with the door open, probably with my coat still on, and contemplate what I might have for supper. Last year, I actually went for some hypnotherapy sessions around emotional eating and eating habits as a whole. And after the first session, I came home, poured myself a glass of water and sat down on the sofa and just relaxed for a bit. There was no urge to rush to get dinner ready or to have a snack while I foraged in the kitchen. And although that did wear off, I do feel as though I can implement that structure, and so that when I get home now, regardless of the time, I'm going to drink another 600 milliliters of water. Now, there's a lot of differing opinion on the optimum amount of water to consume in a day, but the most quoted is 2 litres. And I reckon that if I drink 600 in the morning, 600 in the evening, then the other 800 will easily take care of themselves. So that's the habit. Now, I'm telling you this on what is day 3 of 26 Habits, Mark 2. And I came home, it's day 2. But it will go out on day 3. Sorry, I've got a cold at the moment, guys. I'm really feeling a bit dizzy and I'm ramped up with all sorts of cold medication. So I'm sorry if I don't seem as clear as I normally am. But essentially what I'm trying to say is I came home from work last night, did what I filled up my water bottle, I sat down, made myself comfortable on the sofa, and I sipped my water. And then when I did eat my supper, I actually didn't finish it because I was full from the water. So that's another good thing. Right, that was all I wanted to say about that. I am going to keep you updated on how it's going on Instagram, where I'm at Emma Guns. But please do keep me updated with what you guys are up to, as I am loving so much hearing about the challenges and goals that you're setting yourselves. And if you want me to be a guinea pig for something, maybe you want to know what it really takes to incorporate a vegan, to become a vegan, like what a vegan diet really means that you have to do, like where do you start, what are the basics that you need in your pantry, that kind of thing. And I know vegan isn't a trend, it is a lifestyle, but I'm just using that as an example. I plucked that out of my head. Just let me know and we'll go from there. I've said it before and I'll say it again. This is your show and I want this to be a really useful resource for you. So if there's something I could try or have a go at that maybe you've thought about doing or you just don't know where to start, then email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. And if I can make it happen, I will. Now, I'm very lucky in my role as a journalist. I've been doing this for a long time, that I have very easy access to experts who can offer guidance. But I do want to say at this point that there's no point me telling you about an experience of me trying to create or break a habit if I've been handheld by an expert who would cost a lot of money in the real world, because that's not realistic. And that could set you, my lovely listeners, up for failure. And that's something I'm really not okay with. So as much as I may use them as a resource whenever I undertake any of these challenges, and they will get more intense, I really am easing my way in right now. I will be doing them as me with no help at all. So if I succeed, it's real. And if I fail, that's real too. So that's all there is for this mini show. Head to the show notes for more details and don't forget to follow me on social media. I'm at Emma Guns on Twitter and Instagram, and it's where I document the day-to-day of 26 Habits, especially on Instagram stories. Thank you so much for listening. And before I go, if you are enjoying the show and feel so inclined, I would be grateful if you could leave me a 5-star rating on iTunes and tell all your friends about the show. I'll be back in the next episode with another fabulous guest. So until then, I'm sorry, it's this cold medication. Until then, stay well. Good luck with your 26 habits, because I know you're gonna smash it.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.